Today is Thursday, December 26, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Whiners Day. It's also National Thank You Note Day and National Candy Cane Day. Is that because everyone's taking down their Christmas trees and they have all these candy canes that they need to eat because they can't keep them until next year? I do remember months after Christmas, we would have a jar with candy canes from the Christmas tree. And you would just go get one out of the jar and suck on it. They probably last until April or May. And then you just don't have any peppermint until December. So I'm recording this on Christmas, but we did have we did do all of our Christmas stuff that I was talking about. And so on Christmas Eve, we worked until about noon, and then we went, and I think I talked about this already, but we went and got Whataburger for lunch, and then we went and I bought a gift card for my stepdad. We got some spring roll or lumpia wrappers, went home, I cooked, I recorded at some point, Mark cooked spaghetti. I made the pork filling for the lumpia. Mark and I put together an assembly line and made the lumpia. He wrapped. I doled out the 1 tablespoon of filling. He wrapped. We froze part of them. And we cooked a little bit of them for ourselves for our Christmas Eve Noche Buena, I think is what they call it. I don't know. Noche Buena is, I'm looking here. I'm just going to ask ChatGPT. One moment, please. Here we go. ChatGPT. Hey, can you tell me what Noche Buena is in the Philippines?
Noche Buena in the Philippines is a cherished tradition celebrated on Christmas Eve, December 24th. The term translates to good night in Spanish and represents the festive family feast enjoyed after attending the late night Christmas Eve Mass, or Misa de Gallo. The celebration is a time for Filipino families to gather and share a hearty meal together, often featuring traditional dishes like roasted pork, lechon, ham, queso de bola, a ball of Edam cheese, spaghetti, fried chicken, pancit, noodles, and various native desserts like bibinca and puto bumbong. It's a joyous occasion marked by love, togetherness, and gratitude, embodying the spirit of Christmas in Filipino culture.
Wow, she really gives long answers. That seemed like it's such a long answer, but I was right, Noche Buena. So I know I was talking about it on yesterday's show. So Mark and I celebrated our Noche Buena and spaghetti. He accidentally used spicy banana ketchup because their traditional spaghetti has tomato sauce. It has ground pork. They cut up hot dogs and put in there onion, garlic, but then they put banana ketchup, and he had bought spicy banana ketchup. He didn't realize it, and he dumped the whole thing in because the sauce takes a whole bottle, and he tasted it and he's like, this is spicy. Again, I still have a cough today. You guys. Anyway, so he goes, oh my god, this is spicy, and he looks at the bottle and he's like, shit. He's like, I'm ruining my Noche Buena. And there was nothing he could do. It's spicy. I mean, you put spicy in there, there is nothing. And then he goes, this is too sweet. What can I do? And I'm like, well, you can add more salt. You can add acid. It was good though. I enjoyed it. But now I like spicy stuff just in general. I don't like it I like it going in. I don't like it coming out, but I like spicy stuff. And so I was like, oh, I think it tastes great. He's really good at making Filipino spaghetti sauce anyway. It's always good. So we had spaghetti. We watched a movie. So the movie that we watched, I don't think I have. We watched An Almost Christmas Story, which is an animated short on Disney Plus about a little baby owl on Christmas. And you know what? I thought that was a 2.75. But I'm not sure what Mark's rating was. So I can't give you the Boyfie average because he's not here. And then we also watched Carry On, which I gave a 4. It is a action, it's a thriller, what's his name? Is it Tieran? Tieran Egenson or Tieran? Kieran? What? No, that's not him. Well, now I can't. Anyway, it's a guy. There's a guy in it. You know what? I can look up the movie's name and it'll give me the cast. Taron Egerton. I was close. I was close. So anyway, he is in it. I don't know what else he was in, but I recognize him from other things. I recognize him from other things. Jason Bateman. Dean Norris, he was the brother-in-law on Breaking Bad. Kind of the hefty police officer, the friend of Walter White. Anyway, so yeah, so we watched Carry On and I gave it a 4. It's, you know, there's a terror situation, airport, TSA, and you know, it's a TSA action movie, basically. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It kept me on the edge of my seat. Jason Bateman was a dick. So I gave it a 4. I know everyone will be happy that it's just a whole number and not a decimal. But I gave it a 4. So then we ate our meal. And then we opened our presents. And I had made a couple of things on my 3D printer. I made him a bookmark, a Bulbasaur bookmark. And I also made him these containers, little pill containers, with his name engraved on them. And they turned out good. He's like, what am I supposed to use this for? Ugh. And I gave him a bidet. He said, so this is a gift for us, right? I'm like, no, I'm like, you're the one that wants a bidet. Sure, I'm okay with them, but you're the one that said you wanted one. And then I got him the I had given him the Ember coffee cup, the one that charges and keeps warm. But then now it's the one that's the full tall with a lid. I can't think of the name of it, but it's what everybody carries around. He gave me a pillow because I've been needing a new pillow. I've been having to fold the pillow over. We're such an old married couple. I mean, we're not married, but we're such an old man. He gave me a pillow and he gave me facial cream. he gave me a nice... Oh, see, I have mixed feelings on this one. He gave me a sling bag, like over the shoulder thing situation, because I've been carrying these small bags recently, and I bought one at Disney when I was visiting Daniel that looks like a ghost or something because it was Halloween. And I don't know if Mark doesn't like that or what, but I use for my luggage, I use Away luggage. And so Mark bought me this Away shoulder bag, but it looks like a purse. And look, I grew up in the South. I'm trying to be a manly man. I don't have a problem with effeminate men, but personally, the thought of carrying a purse just doesn't, like, I don't know, it doesn't sit well with me. And it's really nice, like, and I'm sure it was expensive, or I'm sure it wasn't cheap. We'll say that, because it's Away, and their luggage is like luxury premium, you know. And it's nice. But I just feel like if I use it, it's going to look like I'm carrying a purse. So I liked my presents. I don't know if I want to carry a purse, but I liked my presents. He liked his. We're going to install the bidet this weekend. It doesn't have a hot setting though, so I'm a little bit scared that it's going to be a icy shower on my butthole. And, I don't know how that's going to go. Woo! Wake me up in the morning. Anyway, we did that and we had flan, and the texture was actually pretty good of the flan. I thought it was good. And then we went to bed. We watched a couple episodes of Lost while we were doing that stuff. And then we went to bed. And then we got up. I got up on Christmas Day around 9:30. And started cooking stuff for the lunch with my parents. And we'll have to talk about that on tomorrow's episode because we are a running out of time. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.